at the local level, which is where so many of these the environmental issues are finally decided. Land use decisions are made at the local level, and they affect the water use and they affect the air, three elements that you were talking about before. What do you feel that there has been a change over time in the attitudes of elected local elected and appointed officials that you've worked with?
Well, I don't think you're quite right in saying that they're settled at the local level. The Water Management District is an overall district area, and certainly the Corps of Engineers are not a local thing. That's where the federal influence comes in. The local level has been left to decide some things, probably wrongly, because when they're decided on the local level, the county level, it's not in regard to the overall picture. I'm getting at particularly the question of the East Everglades, where the county has been left to permit building in places the state should never have permitted building. The state did not exercise enough jurisdiction, as it should, to control the flow of water. The county has gone in and allowed people to build where the water flow is, or people have gone in and squatted, and now they're there, and it offers a problem to the state as to the state and its water policy, you see? Mm-hmm. It has been left in some places to the local level, and that has not been good. I think it was a great step forward when Florida was divided into five water management districts. We had already the district here in South Florida. They changed it from the Central and Southern Flood Control District. The accent was all on flood control. That's when all the drainage started, and that was all bad. So that having the state now divided into five water management districts is a great step forward, although I think more work needs to be done as a result of that 373 Act to either to interrelate the departments in some way, or have some head or committee of reference
right.
to it. It's still a little loose.
And that also is a place where it's very important who the governor appoints.
Exactly. Oh, that falls back on always who the governor appoints. What's the matter?
You got a little animal walking.
What kind of animals are
there? It's the same one that was here before.
Oh, was he? Well,
very pretty little one.
No place for him.
A little green one.
Do we answer your question?
Well, do you believe that local government is important in environmental issues? And
well, yes, but it's got to be coordinated with the overall picture. The local, when you say local government, do you mean city or county or both? You probably do. And in the case of the South Florida Water Management District, which is the only thing I really know anything about, the county and the city should be coordinated with the plans for the overall district, but they're not sufficiently as yet, and a good deal of problem has come in because of that.
Yeah, there are certain things that the local government can do much better than I think those are pretty well sorted out, though. You know, there's a fairly obvious and logical division of responsibility. I think what you need is increased dialogue and cross contacts.
I think especially of the Everglades problem, which is an overall problem for the South Florida district. And the local governments are not properly coordinated with the overall plan. That's what I'm talking about. It depends on other things being equal. I would agree with you. But when it comes to building in the Everglades, that's wrong. You can't do that, but they've done
what you need to in government, I think, here, and we have it to a certain extent. You need several levels, several defenses, so that if one group does not perform correctly, there is a secondary defense.
Like an appeal court.
Yeah. And we, again, that does seem to be in effect, but it's very important not to have a crucial part of the environment dependent on just one agency or one individual.
I think that you're likely to find political influence stronger and harder to deal with on the local level than on the state level, I think. Because with the state level, other local powers combine. But the local politics are likely to be the worst, I think.
Yes. Though there's always Mr. Chapel.
Mr. Chapel?
Mr. Chapel.
Who's Mr. Chapel?
Mr. Chapel is Congressman Chapel from Jacksonville.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I guess we all have our problems. Shall we say local problems?
He's a statewide problem.
They become so. A burden on the body politic.